Mundas podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to Mundas Podcast, episode 99. Yes, we're getting very close to episode 100. Got a few interesting guests and a few people, so thanks very much to everyone who's contributed to that. So that's coming towards Christmas time, so that'll be episode 100 very soon. So, episode 99, it's at IanTodd87 on Twitter. Going to talk Doctor Who, oh yes. Just basically, I just saw an article on the web. I don't know if it's an official thing, but they're basically talking that when Chris Chibnall takes over, that there's going to be a new vision, a clean sweep, they said. Because what they want is they want a Tennant-esque popularity of the show, where merchandise is really popular again, and basically a younger Doctor, a new companion, kind of that kind of grabs the attention of the normal people, so to speak, you know, the general public, and get the ratings up and stuff like that. So according to this report, Capaldi won't be staying on, and neither will new companion as well. So yeah, interesting. So it just seems to be like a one series thing with the new companion, Billy, I think it is, off the top of my head there. So that's interesting, because that was when Doctor Who was at its height, really, wasn't in the modern era. So, you know, in terms of, you couldn't move for the merchandise, not so much now. You know, places like Forbidden Planet were not the main bit as you walk in. Now it's more Star Wars and stuff, but you know, it goes in moods, you know, the geeks go through phases, don't they? So at the moment we're not downstairs in Forbidden Planet, but you know, we're not as cool as we were. But it'd be interesting to see what they do. You know, they might have a female younger Doctor. You don't know. It's all trying to kind of. But I think they obviously see the David Tennant era as the heyday in terms of the modern age. So they obviously want to recreate a bit of that, and also have less complicated story arcs and stuff. Which more understandable. It's going back to that kind of Russell T. Davies sort of vision, I think. Because it still gets good ratings now, and still critically acclaimed. But it's not for everyone, you know. Sometimes it's a bit complicated, a bit dark or whatever. Whereas the Tennant era had its dark moments, of course, no, but it was pretty accessible. This might just be absolute like tittle-tattle, but it'll be interesting to see if it does occur that you get a total clean sweep. I'm intrigued to see where the direction. I mean, I'm happy it's still on the television, if I'm honest with you. So, it'd be interesting to see where they go with it. But sometimes you do need a bit of a reboot, you know. And obviously, they do want to be making money out of merchandise and DVDs and whatnot, and the popularity of it. So, yeah. So that's just a brief ramble about possible reboot of the show, but it might not be. You never know. But thanks very much for listening. I'll see you in episode 100. Thank you. Bye.
Mundas podcast.